From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo. Here's your host, Chris.
Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. Final score. Yes, it's a final. It's wonderful in a way. 24-16, we defeated the Texans. We are now 7-2. Listen, I got to admit to you guys, I'm a little under the weather and I'm not feeling good. So I'm going to do the best I can on this podcast. Look, that was a strange game to me. For a lot of different reasons, and I have a question I need to ask later on of everyone. But nonetheless, right now, 929-477-4171 is the number. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, all the social media, Bleed Blue page, Bleed Blue, everything, just about everything. But before any further ado, got to bring my ladies on, both of them. I got Kristen and the fantastic Lady Blue on the line. Hey, honeys.
Hi, hon. I'm sorry, not feeling good, but ecstatic all about right. The win. I'm really happy about it.
Hey, I am too. At least, hey, look, you know, it wasn't cute, but we did it. So, I mean, look, it's a Giants win. It's a blue win, babe. So, you know,
right?
Well, you can't really, you know. I mean, you could. But that's what we do. We dissect everything. And for everybody listening for the first time, welcome to Bleed Blue Show, 929-477-4171. Anyway.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well, honey. I hope you feel better. But, yes, it's a win. It's an ugly win. We just don't know how to blow anybody out, which I wish we could. But, hey, a win's a win. No. We got some game balls to give out and some not to give out. But we win. I mean, we won the game we were supposed to win. How about that?
That's a fact. That's a fact. But while everybody else is piled on, let me say this. These are the kind of games that we're going to play. I thought about this for a long time. I'm always saying, why are we playing down to our opponents? So we've been doing this for years. But I realized under this new regime, and see if you guys can kind of see where I'm coming from here. This year, it seems like, I think that the ball is playing, you know, kind of like chess. You know what I mean? He's dipping and dabbing and mixing and matching and doing all this other kind of stuff just to ensure that we stay healthy and win. In the middle of the actual game itself, you know, it seems like he's how do I even say this? He sees who has the capability to last the entire four quarters and who doesn't. Or four down for that instant. I'm starting to think of it that way. And I noticed that today. I said, okay, wait a minute. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? Why are we playing down to them? Why are we freaking punting it? What? These little things. And I'm looking at this and damn near falling asleep. I'm like, why are you doing this? So I don't know. So tell me what you guys think. Either one of you.
We've always put it down to our opponents. It's just what we do. I mean, it doesn't matter if we play a winless team or we always play worse than the team we're playing, and I don't understand why. It's like we just don't know how to, like I said, we don't know how to blow out a team. And this prevent defense, I'm sorry, it's got to go. Enough of this prevent bullshit. I mean, you're leaving these guys wide open. You're giving them hope. You're giving them, we still won, but the way we won, it should have been better. It should have been cleaner, and not for nothing, we should have blown them out. I mean, Moreau missed, got burnt several times. I mean, Hodgins, I was impressed with him from Buffalo, and God bless Dexter Lawrence. Like I said, he came out big. And then when they put in all our big-ass offensive linemen and they still couldn't make a hole and we lost yardage, that made no sense to me.
I know. I didn't get that at all. But give it up for Big 9-7. He played his ass off today, though. And that was pretty decent. And I appreciate the fact that he put the fear of death into that offensive line that the Texans have. Kristen, what do you think? What did you see?
You know, I think the ball is strategic in what he's doing. Whatever he's doing, it's working. So we just have to trust that he's doing the right thing because it's working. It definitely is working, and it's frustrating as hell to see your players not playing to their full potential and making silly mistakes. And I love the passion that he has. It's a real, true coach. He can give you a hug, and then he can kick you in your ass at the same time. But he still loves you guys because that's what coaches do. Mm-hmm. And I just I'm trusting in the process. You know, I couldn't understand for the life of me why we just couldn't come out explosive and just keep that momentum up through the whole game. But he's after that second half, he starts to play around a little bit and move guys around, and it just works. It just works.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. And it ends up with results. I forgot the exact stat, but we always do damage to our opponent in the second. Well, not only the second half, but most of the time, fourth quarter this season. So it's a process that happens. And we've been bad so long, in my opinion, that we can't really, we can question it, but we can't doubt it. I don't know. But look, a win's a win. And normally I hate when people say that, but I'm starting to believe it. So hold on 1 second. 929-477-4171. This is the frontliner extraordinaire himself at Frontliners NYG. My man, the Bakes. What's up, homie?
What's good, family? What's good? What's good, Professor?
Hey.
Listen, first win end-to-end, led that end-to-end. That I want to say congratulations to Coach for that. That's another first to put in his cap. I was a little disappointed in how we executed after the first drive. Not saying Houston, which is Houston's a tough out, even though they're 1-7-1 now. They're a tough out. They played strong. They didn't lay down. But I just thought that with a bye week and with getting healthy and time to strategize better, that we could have, you know, ran out the gate a little better. But it's the NFL and everybody can compete. But I'm glad we won. Big shout out to the defense for second half, really locking stuff down. Dexter Lawrence played lights out. The defensive backs played lights out. There were some gaps where some bad tackling or no tackling happened, but we didn't give up any super big plays, and that's a big key to us winning and holding that lead. We never gave the lead. We didn't relinquish the lead, and that's important. You know, Jones played. He played decent. He had scored. He had two touchdowns. Didn't turn the ball over. Didn't have to run too much. Not too many read options needed in this game, which is good. So less likelihood of him getting hurt. 26 did what he 26 does. You know, he ran the ball hard. He's not looking for the home run anymore. And he racked up, you know, what, like almost 150-plus yards and a score. So it's a solid game, you know, things to build on. Galladay, to me, just looks like a lost cause. Somebody posted that it looks like he's not really going for the ball, and like he's not selling out, trying to make plays. Like those drops, those plays, he could have caught that ball. He's not going all out. You can't be saying you want to be a part of this team and you're not trying to catch the ball. So I don't know.
You read my mind, homie. You read my mind, because that's my next question. Because I gotta ask this question. I gotta ask. Because this is actually fucking with me. And what happens is, it's a post game show. So what you do first is you talk about the game, and then we go into the other extraneous stuff later. But I gotta get into this now, bro. And even though it's a win. This is what I'm thinking. This is a question for all three of y'all, okay? This is a question. So if I'm in business, when you get $72 million, what happens is that you don't just go home and feed the dog and have a good time and say, I'm going to buy a car tomorrow, honey. What you do when you have that kind of money is you form a corporation and you put a team together. you know, some of these people are your agents. Some of these people will watch out. They will do the day-to-day stuff for you. Some of these people will do the business end for you. Some of these other folks are just associates or whatever that you get into things with, because now you are a multimillionaire, right? All right. So if I'm your agent and what's it called? The trade deadline comes and goes, and there was no action done on your part that I can do for you, then what I'm going to expect you to do after the trade deadline, after a bye week, is you're going to have to perform, man, so that we could do something in the off season concerning your worth, okay, your bottom line, your welfare, and whatever else you have per capita that's going to be sellable, being that now we have something that we can put together. But when I see what I saw today, they said Jones kind of it was kind of outstretched, but he kind of dogged that out to me. But the second one went right, it was in his chest, and it was right there, and he let the shit go by, and we never saw the guy again. Okay? And I'm wondering, what the fuck's really going on here, man? I know we said a whole lot of shit the past 8 weeks or whatever, but I want to know, what's up? What do you think, what is going on? There's no way he could be in that inept. He stood there the whole time in uniform. This is like the sixth game I've seen him in uniform, right there on the sidelines, right by the coaches, sometimes by himself on the bench, fully dressed, helmet, mouthpiece, whatever, and he's just standing there. And they're not playing him either. What's going on? That's my loud question. 929-477-4171, post-game roundtable. Houston Texans just fell down to us. Sorry, y'all. I'm not all the way here. 24-16 for us to go up 7-2. And I'm on the Bleed Blue Show. And get into it, you guys. What's going on exactly?
I think the 72 mil was a gift and a curse. You know, I think that some guys just get lazy. He hasn't done anything in I don't know how long. He's hearing it from the fans. He's hearing it from the coach. He's hearing it from his players.
Oh, they did.
So,
I mean,
I'm not understanding what he wants to do. He's been talking all week about how he wants to get back in the game, but you're standing there, and you're not even making an attempt to catch the ball.
Nope.
You didn't even move.
Nope.
So I'm glad we didn't see him the rest of the game. I'm surprised he even started, but, of course, we gave him another shot. Here we are again, giving him another, and he's just very disappointing. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if it's personal. I can't put my finger on it, but part of me is saying that 72 mil, he's cushy. Whether he plays shitty or not, it's money, and he's getting it. So regardless of what people say about him, he's still getting paid.
I can understand if he was on the Texans and they, you know, you won 7-1 or whatever the hell they are, and you were getting paid like that. But come on now, in this environment, I don't get it. Lady Blue, chime in as well.
I think it's ridiculous. Also, there also could be a lot of things going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I mean, just like all the bullshit with Tony. I mean, and look how well he did today for the Chiefs. So there could be some underlying or some things that are going on behind closed doors that we don't know about. But I loved it when even the announcers started yelling, even the fans are screaming, do something, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. That one drop catch was, I mean, that not for nothing, that brought me back to the Philly game where our Butterfingers dropped that pass. I mean, that brought me way back. And
oh,
I was madder than hell. Okay. That that was a perfect throw. I mean, right in his breadbasket. Right there. I mean, that was a perfect throw. So, yeah, I mean, I honestly think there's something going on behind closed doors that we don't know about, or he's have something personally going on in his life that's distracting him. But he needs to get his shit together, you know, shit or get off the pot. I mean, we've given you enough chances. I mean, he's running out of chances.
I don't know what, because the ball, look at it, and homie, this is your tire. Okay, we already know through nine games already, and some preseason exactly what kind of coach that DeBall is. We've seen it. Today was beautiful, man. You know, he got, whose ass did he get into in the first half? I forgot who it was.
Anderson.
Man, was,
Anderson.
Oh,
the rookie.
Oh, I said, man.
That poor kid.
That kid just on himself. That, oh, my
yep,
God.
For that holding call that we were going for it on fourth down.
Yes. Yes. Now, I'd be afraid to see his ass in the tunnel on the way to the goddamn locker room after that shit. Whoa. Whew. But here's the thing. We know what kind of coach he is. How can you not – what's the disconnect, you think, between those two? Or is it the team? Or I don't know what the fuck it is. Because he does, because from what I understand, he's not tight. Pat Leonard of the – I think he's the Post. He's that big, giant beat writer. He said that he's not tight with anybody on the team. And anybody, I think the trainer maybe in the locker room, what's going on? Front line of
safety.
Well, I got another question for you. I have another question for everybody. Why isn't Landon Collins on the field?
Take that one, Dave. Take them both, actually.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet.
With Landon Collins not being on the field, I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe he doesn't fit into the scheme. I mean, he's not really great at coverage. He's great at playing around the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure why, but they brought him back, and they're not really utilizing him unless in, like, dime packages, but I'm not sure. I don't think Galladay is a fit for the organization. I believe that was a desperate move by the previous GM. He didn't fit in the last regime that was here. He came in, I don't know what it is. I don't really know him. Know of him. He had a decent year last year with the previous year with Detroit. And he came in, and I don't know if he expected the red carpet was going to be rolled out for him or whatever the case is. But you don't see that effort. There's no effort, and then there's no drive. And
right.
He's always injured. He says the right things. He reminds me of our previous coach. He says the things and then doesn't execute. On those plays, to me, if you really wanted to, you would have sold out and catch those balls and not drop any balls. You drop more balls to me than you've caught. And it's just ridiculous. And I'm fed up, and I'm over. I don't care how much money he's making at this point. But he doesn't fit in. He doesn't fit in culturally. He just doesn't fit in. And maybe he's one of those people, like, when he's not doing well or whatever the case is, he's isolating himself or whatever the case is. You see the difference. You see Sterling Shepard standing on the bench, yelling at the crowd, waving his hands, running around on the sidelines. He's hurt. He took a pay cut. He, more than anybody, he's constantly hurt. He, more than anybody, would have the right to be upset and be mad with the organization. But he loves being there. He's happy with his friends. He's happy with his teammates. You see this dude picture, you see the shirts he's wearing. He's running around. He's high-fiving everybody, and he's injured.
Yep.
And you know he would die to be out there. And this dude, I just don't know. He's just not a fit. And what I like about this current regime is that they're not – it's a meritocracy. You're getting on the field based on your effort, and that's solely it.
That's it. This is important too, man, because we got a hell of a stretch coming up after this. I'll talk about that in a second. Sean is on the line. He's calling in. What's going on, Sean? How you feeling? What you see today? And let us know.
Well, you know, I listened and watched a little bit of the game and saw one of the greatest wide receivers of all times catching everything. I saw one of the greatest wide receivers getting open. He was magnificent. That man's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, a lot of people was right this week. They said that Galloway was going to explode, and that's what he did. He exploded. Did you see him? Did you see the man? All y'all Giant fans was right. This is the time for him to explode, get back into
the
office.
He exploded in the toilet.
Galloway. Hold on, Lady Boo. Let me finish this. Let me get this out. All summer you Giant fans. We're going to wear his jersey. I'm going to keep it 100. I got his jersey a long time ago. A homeless person got that jersey now because I actually gave it away. That was last year. Because I forgot who he was, actually. I was like, I don't know why I got this jersey for. And then I remember, oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. All jokes aside, he's not a good fit for the team. And whether it's personal things he's going through, it doesn't matter. It's just he needs a new team. He needs to be somewhere else, and maybe he'll shine. You can say the same thing. Okay, Tony went to a real good team that spreads out a lot of stuff. Him catching one touchdown pass after 2 or 3 years, that really don't make him a good receiver to me. I mean, he had an okay day, of course. Him catching two balls is an okay day in my eyes with him, with Kansas City. I mean, right. Hey. He got the speed. He got the talent if he works on it. His problem is when things get tough and rough, he already proved he's not built like that to survive. So just watch him in Kansas City when things don't look so good. But anyway, we won, and I've been telling a lot of people who were like, you know, these two games is going to be easy. No, I knew this game was going to come down to the wire. Detroit game is going to come down to the wire. Still a learning team, learning how to play a full football game. We won playing two quarters, basically. This should have been 38-3, but it wasn't. But we won. You know, we won. And if you look at it, you know, I'm going to take the positive. Yes, take the positive. Do you know we are – two crazy fumbles in Seattle and 1:30 of a comeback miracle in New York against Dallas from being 9-0.
That's a bad call.
We actually could be 9-0. That's ridiculous. But I'm happy for the win. Still got a lot to work on. The play calling, it was a little bit redundant. Certain times we had them on their heels, and then it was just, like, predictable. We knew it was going to run all the time. If we can just, you know, I can't critique, you know, the coaches are professionals for a reason. So we can always debate that all the time as far as the play calling. But, hey, you know, when it comes to the big games, those divisional games, that's where it all counts. I still believe we get these two. I mean, we get the next one in Detroit, the Colts, and another game, 10 wins, and we in the playoffs. And then that being the playoffs right there is the icing on the cake. So, hey, I'm happy for the win, and bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Hey, let's not also forget for all the DJ haters, he did good taking those sacks because in years previous, he would have thrown that ball away. I mean, up in the air for an interception. So kudos to him for taking the sack and eating the football.
He needed somebody in his ass, and I think we got the right coach for that. Yeah, I think so. I really do. All right, but see, here's my problem today. Well, it's not a problem. Darius Slayton showed up. That was fantastic. We needed that. We needed that boost. Okay. And I see I see, they're small, but I see some flashes with Wandale Robinson in the future, man. I think he's going to be able to do some things later on. But let's face it, we get ready to go into a hardcore stretch of schedule, all right? And our leading receivers really cannot be, and I'm not trying to dog them out. I'm proud for this win. I'm happy for this win as well, but our leading receivers can't be Isaiah Hudgens and Tanner Hudson every week. Okay? I'm sorry. We got to do better than this. I mean, coming up. And I think the coaches know that, to your point, Sean. I think the coaches realize that. Let me tell you something. The Lions are not as soft as we think they are either. They should have beat the Dolphins. They should. I think they did beat the Packers, didn't they? Get it? Packers are soft, getting crazy now, but they beat the Packers. Who else did they beat? I'm having brain farts. They had a bad call against the damn Seahawks. Bill Belichick went in there and schooled them, so that was cool.
And don't forget, they just beat Chicago. They just beat Chicago today, 31-30.
Beat Chicago today. They're thinking about shit. They are really, really interested. They're going to come in here and want to beat the fuck out of us next week. And they got a nice row of receivers. They got a halfway decent running back. We've had problems with running backs this year, as you know. Even this little kid today, Damian Pierce, man, he's okay. And we just got to be ready, man. We got a hell of a stretch coming up here. And I'm really, really worried about that. Although I'm happy that we're 7-2 going into this stretch as opposed to anything else. So I don't know. I don't know. Back to this game. What'd you see? I want likes and dislikes and game balls, if you can give it to me. And start at the top, Kristen.
Well, first and foremost, hats off to DJ today. He was great, protecting the rock, making good decisions. He did what he had to do today, and I'm proud of him. Kager with the touchdown. The first quarter, I thought, was silky smooth. And then after that, they started figuring us out.
They won.
Jalen Smith today. Oh, my God. Holmes. Love. Gosh, who else? Hodgkins. Like, that kid is going to be something, too. And he's a product of Buffalo. So you already know the ball has that relationship with him already. So that's also good. We've got a lot of new guys, too, that are filling in that are doing well. Tibbs was good today with Dex with the sacks was crazy. Williams, fantastic job. It's just crazy to think just last season we were 2-6. So we've come a long way. We've come a long way. I loved it today. It was a roller coaster, and it's going to be for the rest of the season, like everybody else said. It's no easy wins, and it's going to be a knockout, drag-down fight every week. Got to be smarter. If we can't run the ball, we got to start passing that sucker. We've got to start passing that ball downfield. We got to mix it up a little bit. Other than that, I'm happy with that quick pass from DJ to Saquon. And just brilliant. Slayton with the 36-yard run. God. Breda, he didn't play too much today, but he did do well while he was on the field. And the 27-yard run from Saquon. So we're in the run. We're in the running. We're still in it. And we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and taking care of business week in and week out. Let's try to stay healthy, regroup from today, learn from our mistakes, and move on. I'm happy about the penalties. I wasn't thrilled, but it was a lot less than last week with Seattle.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a lot less than that. Yeah, it was frustrating because we could have capitalized and it didn't happen. But other people picked it up. The defense brought it. They were really relentless. I give it to them, man. It was a good game. I'm not even going to say anything bad. The turnovers were great. We needed those when we least expected it. And just good game. Just keep slapping them every week. Week in and week out, let's stay healthy, be smart, play good ball, and bleed blue.
By the way, that was a fumble, that Davis Mills throw.
It was a
Dexter
fumble.
Was in
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, come on. And it took an
That's
hour.
That's why it took him 20 minutes. Yeah, right.
You know, come on, man. We saw that. All of us saw that. Cut the nonsense. I'm afraid of those sometimes, man, because we always seem to get the short end of those things. Yeah. Anyway, Lady Blue, you are up on your wonderful 4-minute spiel on the Bleed Blue Show. And then
I was happy with today. I know I give Adoree Jackson a lot of shit. Me personally, I always criticize him every week, but he held his own today. That one fair catch, I can see it in his face that he was like, damn, I shouldn't have called a fair catch because he had open space in front of him. But at least he didn't – he protected the ball. You know, he didn't put it on the ground. And he didn't do that bad in coverage today. So Moreau, on the other hand, I wanted to punch him in the face today. He got burnt today like toast. He made one good he did not play well today at all. Dexter Lawrence was phenomenal today.
He's a Pro Bowler, by the way. Pro Bowler, by the way.
Yes.
He's a Pro Bowler.
No doubt.
Yep. And hats off to Nick Gates for coming back. I'm very happy to see him even back on a football field. I did not think he was ever going to come back from that injury, but he is. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to see him. And like I said, hopefully we'll get Lemieux back. But, yeah, we need a wide receiver for I mean, Slayton came up big today. Hodgins came up. I mean, I didn't even know who the hell he was until I was like, oh, wait, that's that Bills dude that we just signed. I was like, but the one thing I don't understand and is when they said Hodgins already knows the playbook because it's the same playbook that we used in Buffalo – why are we using the same – I mean, that to me is confusing. And so it's a damn good thing we don't play Buffalo because we already know what – we know each other's plays. So I'm confused about that, why we would be using the same plays. But, hey, I'm not management, and they get paid for the big – they get paid the big bucks to make those decisions, not me. But, hey, I'm very happy with the win. They said this is our best starting since 2008. So because we, like you said, we've got what, 8-9, we got to play Philly twice, Dallas on Thanksgiving, and Washington twice. I mean, we need those divisional wins. We have to. And everyone is saying that we should be Philly's first loss. And I'm like, you know, Philly's just has a very easy schedule, believe it or not. I mean, who have they really played that has a winning record?
And they should have lost four of those games.
Yeah. So I know the 72 Dolphins are watching very, you know, closely, because I do know they had an interview with one of them on the Today Show that they're watching it very, very closely, because I know when the Patriots went 18-1, they took our entire team out to dinner. I don't want to see Philly go on anymore. I need them to end. We need to put a stop to everyone else in our division, and we need to limit the mistakes, the mental mistakes, the lining up in the neutral zone bullshit, you know, the stupid penalties. I mean, holding I can see sometimes you're trying to protect, but, you know, it's the stupid mental penalties we need to get rid of. And we just need to – I mean, next week basically is a must-win for us, because then we go to Dallas. I mean, and not for nothing, we should have beat them the first time. And then, like I said, we're playing Philly twice and Washington twice, and we need to beat our own division. We really need to get those divisional wins, because quite honestly, if we don't make the playoffs, I'm not going to be bitching about it. My goal was just to do better than we did last year, and you know what? We exceeded that already. The wins, I love them. The coaching staff, awesome. To see Double get into everybody's ass today when they screwed up was a godsend. Yep. We haven't seen that since Coughlin. I really love seeing him engage with the players like that, good, bad, or indifferent. So let's just keep that up, lessen the injuries, lessen the penalties, and just learn how to put away a game. This prevent defense, I'm tired of seeing it. You're leaving too much of a cushion. I mean, yeah, we won, but I want a statement. I really, really want a statement. Let's win big and play big. So, but you know what? No matter what, win, lose, or draw, I'll still love this damn team. That ain't never going to change, but I love it more when we're winning. Bleed blue.
Bleed goddamn blue, and that's the lady blue herself. 929-477-4171. I love y'all, man. This is what I like to hear, especially after a win. Speaking of the other teams, check out the Knicks.
the Knickerbocker Avenue page on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and everything else around the NBA on the Bleed Blue show. At Frontliners NYG, you have the floor, sir.
Professor, so, you know, I don't want him to make it sound like he didn't win because we did. And for me, this has been a very good season at this point. I did not believe that we would be in a winning record. I thought we'd be rounding around, and it could still hopefully not end up being an 8-9, but I'm hopefully that won't be the case. We surprised a lot of teams with our effort and our coaching and just sheer will to win. I just believe that we're no longer going to surprise anymore. They know our recipe for success, and it's really simple. We run the ball. We do a little play action, read play option, and we pass the ball very little. And we try to play defense where we don't give up big points or big plays, and we blitz a lot. But what we don't do is that we don't play four full quarters. So if we play a team that plays four quarters, or maybe three quarters, we're going to lose because we really only play about two quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. So I don't want to, and once again, I don't want to seem like I'm happy. I'm happy that we're 7-2. I'm happy that we're winning. But also remember, we haven't, like you said, we're going into the meat dessert part of our schedule because we had the appetizers and the drinks, and now this is the entree and the dessert, the most important part of the meal. We played one divisional game. We played one divisional game, and it was a close game, a game I think we should have won. And like Sean said, and I agree, we could have been a couple of plays away and a couple of minutes away from being undefeated as well. But we don't have the total all-around talent, I don't believe, especially on offense, to score more points. I think that's one of our biggest issues. We don't. Like, even this team, we should have put this team away.
Yeah.
They did play us tough, but we should have put them away. We did lead end-to-end, but it shouldn't have even been that close because we had the opportunity to score, the dumb penalties, just not, bad play calling or sequence of play calling. So we're going into a Detroit team, and then we're going to go into Dallas on Thanksgiving. That's a tough game. And then we're going to have divisional games, except for Minnesota, and that's going to be another tough one the rest of the way. So I applaud what Coach DeBall has been doing. I applaud what, Wink Martindale has been doing with what they have. What I always said about coaching is that a true coach walks in like a true chef. A true chef will come into your house, and if you have a donut, ketchup, and three lemons and a peach, he's going to make you something. A real coach will walk in and say, hey, I got this, and I'm going to make a team. Most coaches said, well, I run the West Coast offense. I run the two-deep safety defense, and they try to make players do what they do. Real coaches take the players, which are the ingredients, and make a meal. And that's what he's done. He's taken what he's had and made the best out of it. And I don't know how far we can go with that, but he's doing a damn good job because I didn't see this. So hats off to him. Hats off to DJ of turning around at least by being a game manager and not turning the ball over, making solid mistakes, not making bad mistakes, making solid decisions, not turning the ball over, sliding when he's running unless he's trying to go for a first down, which I'm okay with. Getting out of bounds, things like that, not turning the ball over, not fumbling the ball. That was my biggest issues with him. And to me, that was something that should be able to be corrected that took too long to correct. We're devoid of talent at wide receiver. And our young tight end got hurt. And we don't have anybody behind him clearly that can step in. So we have to fix that. I don't know if they can fix it. I'm hoping and I'm praying. Some people might not agree with me that they sign OBJ. Maybe they won't because the way the cap is set up right now. But we need something. And if we continue on with this, we may have a chance to win the playoffs. I mean, make it to the playoffs and play a wild card game because I don't think we're going to catch Philly unless Philly starts falling apart down the stretch. So we have a tough schedule coming up, and I think we can at least if we at least, how many games we got left? Six?
We got
six. Nine.
Eight, I think.
We played nine games. Eight. If we split, that leaves it at 11. We should leave. If we split, we have a good chance, but we will need some division wins.
Right.
We need to at least split. Right. We need to at least, let's say, in best case scenario, sweep Washington and split Philly and the Cowboys. That would be the four. That'll leave us with 11 wins. I think that's the recipe right there. I mean, of course, shoot to win all of them, but you can't, you know, it's the NFL. So I'm hopeful, and let's see what they bring. But we have to start building up this passing game and efficiency on scoring more. We're right at our average, 21 to 24 points, and that's where we are. And that's below the NFL average. Even the bad teams, we haven't blown out a team. So, you know, we got to get better. But I'm happy we're winning, and I hope we continue to win. I think we have a shot against Detroit. They won't, like Krista said, there won't be any more tough games. So we got to buckle them chin straps and go to work. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. I have a friend, man, a good friend. He lives in Westchester County, Bobby Skinner. Bobby Skinner has been, him is, actually, you know what, his whole family, man, his grandfather was a season ticket holder. So it's like runs in their family. So he's at the game today, and he texted me. He said, wait a minute, let me read this to you guys. Hey, Christopher, how you feeling? Blah, 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 blah. He says a lot of other stuff. And then he says, I've been coming to games concerning the Giants for over 35 years. I have never heard a booing of any player in my life as loud as Kenny Galladay was today. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. He said he's never heard that. You know what? And you know what the flip side about that, Lady Blue, is, you know what? If he had just caught that first down, that second one, he might have gotten a little bit of, you know how we are, he might have gotten a little bit of respect from the crowd, probably a bunch of cheering, probably a little bit of adulation, and that might have motivated him or something, but he's dead meat here. And like you,
he did not show any effort today. That's the issue. He did not show all his talk about I want to do better, yada yada yada. He didn't show it.
Exactly.
You can talk all you want. We need to see something on the field.
He's got awful. He's got awful. Sean, what you got, man?
Lady Blue, I disagree with you. My game ball goes to that great wide receiver we saw today. I'm telling y'all, he did put in effort. Did you see how clean his jersey was? Did you
see my God, I'm going to stick your ass. I'm going to stick your ass in the meat grinder.
Lady Blue, did you see how clean his jersey? I mean, that jersey was ironed nicely. The numbers, perfect.
My game ball goes to him if he can catch it.
You're hilarious.
Find the receipt.
That's bad. Oh. That is bad. Yeah.
Nah,
that is,
you know, it's sad because I mean, that guy has to. There's nothing more we can say about this. I'm not even, I know. Before everybody used to pick on DJ, I'm glad we stopped. He's doing his thing. But, yeah, Galloway, yeah, he can't. Yeah, he got to go. So, other than that, like I said, I'm happy for the victory. Like my man in the front line has said, if we split, we're 4-4 the rest of these games, it'll be looking good for a playoff spot. And who would ever thought that at the beginning of the season? So, like I said, all this is making us believe again as far as getting used to winning. Because for so long and so many seasons, too many seasons, we've been talking about losing. So this is a breath of fresh air. And I'm happy for the team. I'm happy for the fans. then we can actually come out and just be proud of the team. And I already said 3 weeks ago that our coach is Coach of the Year, hands down. There's no way he doesn't get Coach of the Year. This is remarkable.
Agreed.
So I'm happy for it. And then, of course, the real – and it's sad because the real big test is when he does get all the players that he has and when everybody is in place and when that expectation is real high all the time. That's when, okay, let's see what you got, because we don't expect to win all the time. Just like them boys up there in Buffalo. Say yep. what you want. We expect them to win all the time. We ain't expect them to do what they did against the Vikings. So we get mm-hmm. that expectation, I'm happy with it. So, hey, go on to the next game. Go on to Detroit. And then Dallas. We can just get Dallas. Y'all know how I feel about Dallas. We can beat them. Yeah, I'm real good. But, yep, happy for the victory. Everybody have a good day. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue. Thank you, homie. Like Kristen once said.
My whole thing was I despise the Cowboys.
All right.
Darn. Yeah, that's got to be our redemption game. Of all the games, that's got to be it. That's got to be it. We owe it to ourselves. Because like Lady Blue said, we could have won that game. That was a winnable game. Anyway, make a long story short, let's keep doing what we're doing. Let's keep taking care of business. Small ball, long
you
ball.
Baby, you just cut Doris off.
I cut Doris off? Did you say Doris or me? I'm sorry.
Just K was. Big sister just K.
Go ahead, Ted.
No, I'm just happy. I'm happy we won. Yeah. It was a good win. We could have blew them out, but we were good.
That's all we can say. That's all we can say.
Yeah. I'm just saying, just one game at a time. Kennedy will be gone one game at a time. But like the other guy said, I'm happy to be in the spot we in. It's been a long time coming. Yep. Nobody ain't laughing at us no anymore.
Look, family, this is what's going on. The Lions are coming here next Sunday at 1 o'clock, and they ain't coming to lose. So we got to be ready, and I'm pretty sure the ball will happen.
Yeah.
Okay. After that, Thanksgiving, we got to go to Dallas. I'm going to leave that right there. Then we come back home, and the Commanders are coming to see us. Then we stay home, and the Eagles come here. Then we go down to see the Commanders in D.C. on the, where is this at? December 18th. Then on Christmas Eve, we in Minnesota, they'll be fighting for a playoff berth by then. I mean,
These games are going to be hard.
Then there should be no reason why the Colts, we should beat their ass right there on our field. Colts are on the show. Probably they're the worst team in the NFL. They're worse than the Texans, believe me, because they have organizational fucking problems. All right?
Yeah.
And finally, January 8th, and I'm looking at Lady Blue's face as I say this. January 8th, them fucking assholes, we got to go to that stadium in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
To play them fucking bastards. And who was that? You should see the sea of green that these motherfuckers have out here right now.
I can imagine. They're off the chain.
Mom, we went to the flea market yesterday where I wanted to take all of you, and I got into a verbal altercation with a cowgirl and an Eagles fan.
Leave them Eagles fans alone because they're crazy.
What the hell? What are they doing down there?
Oh, they're everywhere. They really are.
They were
getting in my face saying that they love the haters. I'm like, good, because no one hates you people more than me.
No, that's right. No shit. Hey, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. A couple of Saturdays ago, there's Major League Soccer, and I guess the Major League Soccer team in America, they have the Philly representative. They're called the Union, the Philadelphia Union. And so that was the main championship game, right? Well, the Philly Union and the Philadelphia Phillies were in the World Series, and the Union was in that championship game. They both lost championships on the same fucking day, right? Do you know that there was no, and I mean zero, I mean absolutely no mention of that shit? They instead started talking about the Eagles who were on a bye week. That shit there, and I asked the question. They act like I wasn't in the room. You didn't hear it on sports radio or nothing. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all motherfuckers just lost. At least I'm a proud New Yorker. We will tell you when we fucked up. But these cats, they're on some other shit. And, hey, Kristen, I know how you feel about the Cowboys and everything, but, girl, you have no idea. At least the Cowboys.
Oh, they're a strong second. Trust me. They're a strong second. And then when we do beat Dallas, they will be my number one hated.
Oh, God. I can't tell you.
I'm trying to manifest, everybody. I'm trying to manifest.
All right, let me say two things. Hold on a second, man, because I got to do the sponsor thing here. Be on the lookout for the Bleed Blue Show video clips and reviews to be highlighted on the Bleed Blue Show fan book page. Now, let me see. The Lady Blue, Kristen, Big Sister, Jake. Well, Big O, welcome to the Bleed Blue Show, man. You have to do a spiel right now because we get ready to sign off, man. So say what you got to say. Tell us what you said. Tell us what you saw, rather. Say hi to everybody while you at it.
Peace and love, everybody. Man, I was at a funeral, so I was in and out watching the game, man. So, you know, I'm just leaving there now. So I caught a good portion of the game. I watched the defense, struggled a little bit in the first half, and then both offenses were struggling in the first half, and then the light bulb clicked, man, and we moved the ball well in the second half. So I was expecting a little grimy game. I'm expecting all Giants games to be grimy. I'm not expecting us to blow nobody out because I just don't think we have that offensive power yet, especially as a receiving squad. But man, these ways we winning these games basically going to put us – guarantee us a wild card, man. That's the way it's looking. Dallas and Philadelphia. Whew, it's just we can't even sugarcoat it. That's going to be a tough task. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going. I'm not thinking that far ahead. I'm taking every game at one week at a time. We're going to be in a dogfight next week again. That's just the Giants. But you can tell this team is well coached. Not the same team. So the other night before I got off the phone, I kind of hung up by mistake, but I was trying to tell you the difference between JPP and McKinney was JPP blew those fingers off. McKinney still got his, so I can expect him to be back and do what he's supposed to do. JPP blew his completely off, and I just didn't like that deal at all. So that was pretty much it, man. The Giants are playing good football, man. It's never going to be no perfect games. Defense are going to get scored on. That's just the nature of the game. But, to buckle down and win these type games, man, is not easy. But it was a good performance today, man. Barkley, doing his thing. And, Jones is taking care of the ball, doing what he's supposed to do. Nothing flashy yet. I'm still waiting for a flashy Jones, to put up some more numbers. But, hey, it is what it is, man. We can only do with what we got, And then I hated to hear the day the Joker scored a touchdown for the Chiefs. That kind of trapped my ass a little bit. I was like, golly, this man leaves us and he's about to hit the promised land. Damn.
I know. But you got anything that – give us a final thought while you're at it, man. Well, you just said a whole lot.
Hey, final thought, man. Hey, like I said, every week is going to be a grind-out week. We can't expect the Giants to be blowing teams out. Mm-hmm. We're just not that type of team yet. Our game is just grind and pound and – find something open in the pass, man. That's just the type of game it's going to be. We're going to control the pace of each game, hopefully. You know, we can control each pace of the game and you know, keep it close so we can steal it at the end of the games. But these are the type of games we're going to have, people, until we can get some, you know, some more electric players on this offense. Other than that, man, bleed blue, man. I'm happy. We 7-2.
That's right. Bleed blue. That's the incredible big O, everyone. See you on Thursday, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me see. So we're getting ready to roll out of here, everyone. Let me tell everybody to, what else. Don't forget the classic Stakeholder Spotlight episode featuring some of your great stories of the sports fans to sound off here at the Bleed Blue Show. And one of those recipients was my love, Kristen, over here, and she's going to give you her final thought right now.
Let's keep taking care of business. Keep being a force to be reckoned with every week. Stay healthy, and, of course, bleed blue.
Bleed friggin' blue. There you go, baby. Thank you very much. All right. The incredible Lady Blue has the mic. Final thought.
Keep the penalties down, keep protecting the football, and make better decisions, and let's just make sure that we finish every game strong, especially the hard ones coming up. But, yeah, 1 week at a time, and we got this. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. At Frontliner NYG himself, the greatest of the great, my homie from Hollis. Take you home, babe.
Well, my final thought is, one play at a time, one drive at a time, one quarter at a time. Bleed blue.
Wow, bleed blue. That's as on point as you can get right there. Big sister?
One game at a time. Ditto what everyone has said already. One game at a time. We doing good. Be proud. Bleed blue.
That's it. That's all I can say, too. I told you all the schedule already. We are 7-2. No one saw that coming, including us, which is a wonderful friggin' thing. I think that, you know what, I don't think we're going to score 30 in a game this year. I'm just letting y'all know that right now. I don't think it's going to happen. I think we got, what, did we get 27 against the Packers, I think it was? I think it was 27. But we're gonna get 30. But I like this stat that we have that says, you know, it's in the category of wins and losses, 7-2. I love that one. Okay. And I'm looking at the fact that, truth be told, we need 2 division wins and at least 4 more wins overall on the low end to be in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. And I'm going to tell you why I think that. Because one of these divisions here, I think, is the NFC North. Everybody sucks there, and they ain't going nowhere. That's Tampa Bay and Atlanta and everybody. The Packers are no longer a factor. The Rams suck. 49ers are still dangerous. I'm going to leave them alone. Arizona's going to be left for dead. They're getting ready to lose their coach this week. I don't know what Detroit is, but we'll find out on Sunday. We got to worry about
it. Well, right now they're 3-6, and they scored 31 points today, so we better not let them do that.
I know. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but I do know I know one thing. I know about that team that works out of East Rutherford, New Jersey. In blue. And another thing, I don't know, Kristen, you up here with me. I don't know if you guys know this or not, man, but, hey, there's another reason we have to keep on doing what we're doing. It's not a gigantic problem yet, but it's starting to become one. And that is, in case y'all didn't already know it, these Jets fans are fucking getting louder.
Yes, they are.
They're starting to buck up. I'm for real.
They're getting on my nerves.
They are really loud. The jerseys have come out. The bumper stickers are there, and now they got the commercial. Watch out, because it's just getting a little bit nuts, and now, and this is in our house. So,
yes.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. When we tailgate over MetLife, you know, even if they have a, today they had a they have bye week, right? Do you know their fans was out there, man, taking over half the parking lot?
Wow.
Is that funny?
Because this is they said this is our house. I'm like, whoa, yo, slow your roll, homie. You renting a room here. All right. There's this whole slow down. So they're getting a little bit crazy over this mug too. So that's like a silent, well, not even silent. It's like what was that old? Remember Single White Female? That movie came out about 30 years ago. Bridget Fonda had the right. Yeah, it feels like that. They were all right at first. Nobody, you know, didn't pay attention to them. And now they're a little bit sick because now they're dressing like you and whatever. That's what's going on here. So
yeah, that's great.
And now they're getting the celebrities and shit. So that's, I'm telling you, that's going to be interesting coming up. But listen, man, look, we Giants fans over here. And look, what we've had so far, what we've accomplished thus far in 2022 has been nothing short but fantastic. I'm pretty sure it's okay for us on this forum to go ahead and say, hey, you know, I'm concerned about the secondary, I'm concerned about this. Because we give a shit. We invested in the squad. But
mm-hmm.
I will, and also, but I have to say, we have the right leadership now. We ain't, you know, the mm-hmm. Judge days and who else was that, McAdoo, and we really didn't know week to week what the hell was going on, man. But this time,
right.
It seems like we got a real nice homeroom teacher that came in and said, hey, you no more substitutes. You got to do shit like this from now on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we better do our homework. Now, you know, or don't come to the crib.
Yeah.
You know, this is some real shit. So I'm feeling good.
And you know what, I want to say one more thing, Chris. I hope this is the last time the Giants ever let a player rob them like a baby. You robbing a baby in a stroller. Galladay it's not going to work.
Pause for a minute, man. I'm going to add something here. Hold on a second. Okay, talk, big old, because we just talked about this subject.
Let's just call it what it is. We got robbed, bro. We got robbed blind. That mm-hmm. Galladay thing is not going to work. The resurrection of Galladay, it's not going to happen. The man just all of a sudden forgot how to catch balls now. Like I knew he had the cement fives on, but now he can't catch a pass anymore. Yo.
Yep.
That was the biggest robbery. I thought Olivier Vernon robbed us. Man, Galladay robbed us real good, man. That was a waste, man. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable.
I know, man. Yep. And to Bates' point, to Bates' earlier point, you know, he didn't – okay, after that first ball that he didn't catch, he didn't run back to the goddamn huddle and say, oh, yo, come back to me. Come back to me. I got this dude. Okay, this is my bad. Blah, blah, blah.
Nope.
And he wasn't focal at all. He just laid down.
Yep.
He just laid down.
I feel better if he sits and pays them rather than go out and do damage. I'd rather you sit down and collect your money. Sit down the rest of the freaking season. Ride it out. I don't want you on the field. I don't even want to see you. You couldn't even catch a cold, bro. It was disgusting. You're an athlete. You didn't even apply yourself today. You didn't even move.
Man.
But it is, he's really good. He's really good at running his mouth.
That's all he's good at. Maybe he needs to go to KC and blow up. Go to KC and blow up.
Run a route, though. Can't fucking run a route. Excuse my language.
I mean, he can't. That's just how bad our wide receiver situation was a couple years ago. A few years ago, we got rid of Odell, and we said we don't need him. We were lying to ourselves, get him, and got desperate, and went and grabbed these cats, man, and nothing ever worked out. Didn't work out, bro.
He's supposed to be getting 10 targets a game, Big O.
Wow.
He's supposed to be getting 10 friggin' targets a game.
He's supposed to be the loudest on the side. He's supposed to be as loud as shit. He's supposed to be out there talking shit to the secondary.
Right.
He's supposed to be throwing some blocks on a fucking a running play by Barkley and Brightwell.
He's supposed to be an athlete, but he's not.
Was better than him.
Look, I saw the stats earlier. I had to extend this time. Sorry. If that was, y'all heard a noise, then forgive me. But I saw a stat. What is that stat? And I'm not dogging this guy out. I'm not dogging any of these guys out. I have nothing against Taylor Hudson, David Sills. What was the other one? I have nothing against these guys. All right? I'm glad they're wearing the blue and they're repping. But Isaiah Hodgkins, here he is, Tanner Hutchins, who I meant. Isaiah Hodgins. He had 5 targets today. He caught 2 balls for 41 yards. That's 21 yards a catch, man.
Yep.
You know? He did that. And he gets paid the league minimum. No, I'm sorry. He's more on the 10-day contract, more like. Okay? Here you got Kenny Galladay. I can't go. I can't help it.
You can't. You don't even want to say it. You don't even want to talk about his pay.
I can't say it. I can't say it.
We got robbed.
I can't say it. I can't say it. We got fucking broad daylight naked on the frigging corner in front of the at the bus stop in front of every guy.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
Down on the East New York train.
Give me my. We got beat down. And this is a, never seen that before in my life. We just got beat the fuck up, yo. Some dude walked up to him and said, give me a cigarette, and said, I don't smoke. Oh, bam. His ass. Barra got fucking lumps here and fucking black eye and contusions and shit. And Galladay got a brand new motherfucking Maybach.
Oh, man.
That shit is crazy, man.
Crazy,
you know what?
Bro.
You know what it makes you feel like doing if you're a diehard Giant fan? It makes you want to go over to fucking East Rutherford right now, punch him yourself.
No, yep. It's just like, you know, it kind of ask myself, I thought New York had organized crime families, man. Do they love the Giants? somebody really need to sit them down and talk to them like, yo, you're going to renegotiate this contract today. You're going to walk in there and say, I'm giving most of this back, and that's it, bro. Like, where is the organized crime when you need them? Man, that is crazy.
Think about this for a minute.
I can't think about this. It doesn't taste right. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth when you know a dude making $1 million-point-something a game and freaking can't produce nothing.
And not earning it. God. That's right.
Oh.
No. Think about this for a minute. I alluded to this earlier. Think about this for just a second, y'all. All y'all. Think about this. Just 1 minute. If he had just caught that first down, the second one, that was in his grill. If he had just caught that one, the stadium would have lit the fuck up. People would have gone
crazy. Did you see
crazy.
The position of his hands? Did you see that, Chris? Did you see that?
I'm
trying to catch it, though.
I thought.
Oh, almighty, man.
I'm about
to
kill
myself.
He tried to
play back to the ball. You didn't even use your hands to catch the ball. You tried to let it fall in the breadbasket, yo. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's not ruin this win by talking about someone that
we're not,
talking
about. We're not trying to ruin it, Lady Blue. It's just the fact of the
okay.
fact. We are getting robbed.
I know. We're all bummed because he sucks. But I'm very happy that we won. And it's good to hear your voice, baby. I missed you.
I miss you too, mama.
I miss them too. You need to be on all these vacations, man.
Trust me, man. With this truck life, it'd be so crazy. It'd be so crazy, man. It's just, you know, I'm in the truck life now. So it's
I know it's hard, but when I catch y'all, man. Hey, I got one day I got to ask you about your life too, man, because I'm interested.
Right.
But that's another story.
Right.
And we're sorry about your loss.
I'm all over the place. Trust me, I'm all over the place. I see a lot. So yeah, it's a lot.
All right,
and
ladies,
thank me too, because I put that. That's the reason why we beat Tennessee. I kind of went over there and marked their damn territory when we beat the day before we played them. So. I was hoping I could mark every territory, every game we played, man. Trying to get to Dallas, man. I promise you, bro. Thanksgiving night. But let's just worry about Detroit first. But, yeah. We got a dogfight.
That's what we do. On that note, I want to thank the fantastic, amazing Big O. My loves of my life, Kristen, Lady Blue, Doris, Frontline Extraordinaire at NYG, Bakes, Brooklyn Sean, for coming in and making this, you know. Look, we won again. We're 7-2. We're one of the, at this point, right now, based on our record, we are one of the elite teams in the NFL. Give it to us. You know what I mean? You got to do it. While we got it, might as well take it. And, look, man, we're bleeding blue. I mean, this has been good. This has been good. So
yeah.
I'm not gonna beat them up too bad either. I just hope that we can just keep this going. Really.
Right.
We need to. Because we've been down so long. I don't want to sound like a blues singer, but we've been down so long.
So long.
Hey, one shout out and another shout out to Shepherd, man. Well, if you caught somebody
Thank
cheering
you.
A team on. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
He did. He had more energy than Gallagher. He was loud out there.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, y'all, I'm going to play Bleed Blue right now. Check us out on Thursday. We'll get together and do our thing. As a matter of fact, everybody on the line, hold on to. Okay, check us out on the Rage Your Proud show will be on Tuesday. Let me get back to this. I'm so sorry. I'm a little bit offbeat here. It'll be back on, Rage Your Proud. Check that out. It's on Facebook, Empire Sports Media, Forever Blue Shirts, Twitter. And by that, Steve will be back on Tuesday with that show. We'll be back, the Giants show, on Thursday evening. I tell all your friends, tell everybody that this is what we do because this is what we're good at. Check us out on Podcast Republic, iTunes, Stitcher app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Bleed friggin' blue. Giants, you did it again. You did it again. We are 7-2. Where are we? We are 7-2. That's 24-16 win today. You're feeling pretty good. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Bleed frickin' blue, baby.
Dig it.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.